Well, the concert this weekend is going to feature four orchestras, all the way from our junior strings, which is our beginning orchestra, up through the symphony orchestra, which is high school students, playing a variety of music. The concert's called Dancing with the Symphony, and the title comes from actually the choice of repertoire for the symphony orchestra, which is playing four different pieces that are dance pieces. We're featuring the Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss, and we're also featuring Danse Macabre, and then we're doing two other pieces with that group as well. And then with our other orchestras, we're all performing various pieces. For instance, our concert orchestra, which is the middle-level orchestra, they're performing four different symphonic movements from four different symphonic pieces, arrangements. It should be a really great opening concert for the season. The groups have been working really hard since September in rehearsals, and we've got they've been sounding very good in rehearsals, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, for those that don't know a lot about the groups, can you explain how it's organized and who participates?
Yeah, so we have we actually have four orchestras that meet at the Hoagland Center in downtown Springfield. Each orchestra is sort of based on the level of ability of the students. So, for instance, we have our junior strings, which is our kind of first orchestra experience for string students. And this group is actually sort of the next step up. We have a starter string program in several of the area elementary schools. I think we have eight schools this year that are participating in that program, and it's actually a class that we offer. We offer those classes in the school. Kids can register for that. They are in that starter string program for a year, and then they graduate to the junior strings, which is an orchestra. The starter strings are more kind of a classroom setting for learning the instrument. Junior strings is more of an orchestra. And then when they get to the preparatory orchestra, which is the third level, strings again alone, but this time we're starting to play as a full ensemble together. And then we have our concert orchestra, which is the next step up from the preparatory orchestra. And the concert orchestra is mainly, it's got strings, and now we've added winds and percussion. You know, middle school age students participating in that. Prep orchestra and junior strings are primarily elementary school students. And then when you get to the symphony orchestra, which is the level up from that, that is the group that is primarily high school students, with the idea that there's a progression from learning how to play the instrument for the strings to adding winds and percussion to playing full original orchestral works by the time they're in the symphony orchestra.
We are talking with Eugene Power. He is the new music director and conductor of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony and Community Orchestra. Tell us about your background, because you're quite accomplished. Give us an idea of how of what you've done before you came to Springfield.
Well, right now I'm concurrently with this. I'm at the U of I. I'm getting my doctorate in orchestral conducting, and I also conduct one of the orchestras on campus here. I conduct it's called the Illini String Orchestra, and it's the orchestra for non-music majors. Before coming to Springfield, I actually have been a youth orchestra director for about 7 or 8 years now in Wisconsin and also in the Chicago area. I conduct the McHenry County Youth Orchestras up there in Crystal Lake. And I was a high school band director and a middle school band director, and I also conducted a youth orchestra up in the Eau Claire area. And I was also worked with the community orchestra up there called the Chippewa Valley Symphony Orchestra. So I've been sort of working in this youth orchestra, community orchestra world for basically my entire career. And have added sort of the academia element coming to the U of I. And before that, I grew up in Minneapolis. I didn't actually start playing an instrument until I was in high school, but I got really involved with, I started playing saxophone, believe it or not, and then I switched to clarinet when I got to college so I could play an orchestra. But I was a freelance musician for a while up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. I did a lot of playing in various groups. So it it's been kind of an interesting sort of journey musically for me, from going from as a player to a conductor and studying conducting and now working with youth orchestras.
And I've got to think that not everybody is cut out to work with younger musicians. A lot of patience, a lot of time it takes. It's something, though, that you find rewarding?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that is the most rewarding thing for me is just being able to see the progression from the beginning of, you know, a student's musical journey through the sort of when they graduate from high school and even getting to see them beyond high school. You know, I've had the really good fortune of having a number of students that when I was a high school teacher that went on to become music majors, and they're still in touch with me, and I'm kind of following their careers as they get started. And I also have had a number of students in youth orchestras that have come to the U of I that I just say, hey, are you still playing? You should join the non-music major orchestra. It'll be great for you. And they do. And so it's really great to see how music kind of follows them throughout their lives. And you know, I guess my biggest goal as an educator is I want to try to meet the different needs of all of the students. Like, I know not everybody's going to be a music major. Not everybody wants to play music for a career. But I hope that everybody can find music as something that they can have with them for their entire lives as a participant, whether it's at a community orchestra level when they're an adult, or whether it's in a choir, or as a patron, you know, if they want to go see a concert with the Illinois Symphony and they really like it and they want to be a supporter of that, or, you know, getting involved. The point is that you can be involved with music in many, many different ways throughout your life. And that's what I like to see students kind of catch fire with, that and to carry it with them as they go throughout their lives. And I think my main influence was my godfather, who was a concert pianist. Every time I called him and talked to him on the phone, the very first question he asked me was not, how are you, or, you know, how's life? He would always say, how's your music? That was the first thing he would ask me. And that's actually why I got into music myself. And so I'm hoping that I can ask my students these questions when they become older and when they graduate and when they go off into their lives.
If anyone has interest in joining, how do they do that?
Well, it's very simple to join the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphonies. All they have to do is they can get on our website, go to Google and type in Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony. It's right there. They can call our office. We've got all of our contact information right there. We are accepting anybody right now. We've got openings for strings. We've got opening for winds, woodwinds, brass, percussion. And it's very easy. You just prepare like a 3 to 5 minute solo. Play a few scales for us, and then I'll have some sight reading at the audition. And then once you've auditioned, we can place you into one of the orchestras, and we kind of go from there. And we are literally accepting all instruments right now. So, and our auditions will be happening at the beginning of January on the 7th and 8th of January.